You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, Earl, I can honestly say that I feel a lot better than I did over the past 4 days. So it's the cold is turning into a hot.
Well, listen, man, that's good to know, man. Have you voted?
No, I do have to vote today, actually. I will be voting today.
Hey, make sure you do.
For sure. It is voting day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. You know, that's where a lot of our focus is going to be this morning is on the state Supreme Court election. And it is election day. You know, as always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, I'm a guy who does not vote early. You know, I vote the day of elections. I always have. I guess you can call me a traditionalist, or some would say a throwback, a dinosaur. but man, you know, I just like voting the day of. It's tradition, and I guess I'm a big traditional guy, and so I will be voting after I leave here. And a lot of times I can kind of discern based on where the numbers are at my polling site, whether or not, you know, the elections or more people are coming out than before. Hmm. You know, I am just clearly going to, you know, spend some time this morning, or we are going to spend some time this morning focusing on that race. And I just want to take some time out and to let those of you who are listening who may not vote in this race, who don't understand the importance of this race, even though over $100 million has been invested in the outcome of this race, you have to understand the importance of it. And so I'm going to talk in some different perspectives as we move forward with the conversation this morning. As always, you can join me at 855-752-4842. It's always better when we have dialogue back and forth for these 2 hours, or most of it anyway. This is what the focus is going to be on. And I have to say, for those of you who have been snookered or taken advantage of by these different commercials and all the money that's been spent trying to get you to believe that a person who's running for Supreme Court is going to be making decisions on criminals, just not the case. It's a lie. Maybe you don't know it. Maybe it's hard for you to believe it. I've talked about this before, but it's worthy of me repeating it. The nonstop, you know, commercials on, you know, Susan Crawford and her record, and focusing solely on, you know, what she did as a judge, as if somehow whatever it was she did as a judge is going to impact what she will be doing as a Supreme Court justice. They're not one and the same. And so because of the ignorance of the electorate, these kinds of things are what keep us divided and keep us in a situation where we wind up voting for somebody like Donald Trump and somebody who puts us square in the crosshairs of what is coming down the pike in this nation. Too late to undo Donald Trump. You know, too late. He's there. He's got 3 years and 9 months and then some. If you listen to him, he's got 7 years and 9 months. You know, because make no mistake about it. He comes out and talks about the fact that he wants another 4 years, maybe another 8 years. He's not kidding. But he's there. And so that's one of those bridges you have to cross when you get there. But let me give you some background on what a state Supreme Court does. Okay? Nothing to do with criminals. You've been fed that garbage nonstop. Some of you have swallowed it. Totally. Well, I got to vote for Brad Schimmel because Susan Crawford is soft on crime. What the hell are you talking about? Man, you don't have any concept at all, you know, of what it is you're voting on. Ignorant electorate, which only means not knowing. I didn't say dumb. I said ignorant. Not understanding. It's why we're in the shape we're in now. Oh, did you see the commercial where is somebody having a conversation with somebody? Oh, did you see the commercial where Susan Crawford allowed a rapist who raped a 4-year-old girl, you know, repeatedly, and he got off with 2 years? Come on, man. Come on. And many of you swallowed that hook, line, and sinker. Because it's similar to the same stuff you heard about Mandela Barnes. You know, it's the playbook, man. They know it works for some. But for those who haven't voted yet, like me, let me give you the definition of what state Supreme Courts do. The state Supreme Court is the highest state court in the U.S. state court system. The state's Supreme Courts are known by various names in the states. State Supreme Court's primary responsibility consists of correcting the errors of the inferior state courts. Let me repeat that. State Supreme Court's primary responsibility consists of correcting the errors of inferior state courts, not dealing with somebody who robbed somebody, not dealing with somebody who raped somebody. It's not there. It's a lie. Has nothing to do with that. It exclusively hears appeals on legal issues from inferior state courts. Since it does not make any findings of facts, it holds no trials. In rare instances where the state Supreme Court finds that a trial court made an egregious error in its finding of facts, the state Supreme Court shall remand such case before it to the trial court for a fresh trial. It itself doesn't make the decision. Let me repeat that. State Supreme Court exclusively hears appeals on legal issues from inferior state courts. Since it does not make any findings of facts, it holds no trials. In rare instances where the state Supreme Court finds that a trial court made any egregious error in its findings of facts, the state Supreme Court shall remand such case before it to the trial court for a fresh trial. State Supreme Courts have a panel of judges appointed as per rules outlined by each state constitution. State Supreme Court's interpretation of any state laws is generally final and binding to both states and federal courts. Federal courts may overrule a state Supreme Court decision only when there's a federal question which brings up a federal jurisdiction. An appeal from any state Supreme Court decisions concerning matters of federal jurisdiction shall directly lie to the Supreme Court of the United States. U.S. state Supreme Courts exercise both mandatory and discretionary review of appeals from trial courts, i.e., voter ID. Now, I'm throwing that in. That's an issue that is coming that clearly is on the ballot because Republicans decided that voter ID was necessary and they controlled the Supreme Court at that point in time. And that's why we're dealing with voter ID now. You know, Republicans had total control. They had control over the state of Wisconsin Supreme Court for 15 years prior to last year. Listen, we're going to have a conversation this morning. We're going to talk about why Republicans feel they have to win this. Because the very thing they're accusing Democrats of, if they get control of that court, is everything that they did. And so they're afraid that the Democrats, if they get in control, you know, I mean, they already have, control. But if they get another Supreme Court justice, now they'll be in a position to do to the Republicans what the Republicans did to all of us over the last 15 years. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Is Wisconsin going to accept a billionaire buying a judge?
An election in the U.S. state of Wisconsin has become a referendum on Elon Musk.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to an election day on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make sure you get out and vote this morning if you already have not done that. You know, make sure you take somebody with you. This is as critical a juncture in state history in my lifetime and maybe even yours. There's a reason why $100 million has been spent or more in this election, and you need to know why. this is so critically important, why the rest of the entire nation is sitting back and holding its breath and saying, hey, if Wisconsin can overcome what has happened over the last 15 years prior to last year, where Republicans have been in total control over our government and have rendered the rest of us nothing more than, you know, pawns. Even though we knew that things that were going on in this state were 100% wrong, it happened to us anyway. And so when there were appeals that took place, those appeals then had to go to the state Supreme Court. And since Republicans controlled that, we wound up with three strikes, you're out, truth in sentencing, no parole. We wound up with voter ID. We wound up with Act 10. We wound up with all sorts of crazed ideas that businesses, you know, were able to pull off because it was in the interest of big business to have a conservative-controlled Supreme Court. And so all of the things that have helped hinder us in the state over the last 15 years, last year was an interruption. And so in that 1 year that Democrats took over a slim majority in the Supreme Court of the state of Wisconsin for the first time in 15 years, Republicans had conniptions. They had fits, whining. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to gerrymander. What are you talking about, man? They're going to gerrymander. What are they going to do? They're going to follow what you've done for the past 15 years? That's why it's such an important time. And again, state Supreme Court justices have nothing to do with crime. So why are all these commercials focused on crime? Because they know. They know that you don't know what the role is of the state Supreme Courts. So before I go to the phone lines, I'm going to read this one more time. But this is a different definition from a different area. The role of the state Supreme Courts in interpreting law. State Supreme Courts play a crucial role in the intricate web of judicial system within the United States. As the highest judicial authorities within each state, these courts bear a substantial responsibility in interpreting state laws, the state constitution, and often federal laws as applicable. Their decisions not only influence the immediate legal landscape, but also bear significant implications for the broader framework of legal proceedings. The impact of these courts extends beyond mere legal interpretation. Their rulings affect daily life aspects from individual rights to business regulations. The function of state Supreme Court transitions the simplicity of adjudicating cases. They are pivotal in shaping the legal norms that govern states across various dimensions. This article explores the multifaceted role of the state Supreme Courts in interpreting law, shedding light on their judicial responsibilities, influence on public policy, and the broader implications of their rulings for society. Understanding the role of state Supreme Courts provides insight into dynamics of state law, governance, illustrating their vital position in a federal legal system where state sovereignty plays an essential part in the broader legal context. Their interpretive decisions set benchmarks for lower courts, influencing how laws are applied and understood across different jurisdictions. 855-752-4842. Got a lot to talk about. It's election day, y'all, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can bring you to a kiss from a rose on the grave.
Hey everyone, Apple here to tell you to go vote right now. I have my ballot right here, and I'm much different. See?
Why waste your time? Your vote doesn't mean squat.
Now, don't listen to the polls. Go vote.
Day on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, election day is today. Many of you have already voted, but for those, you know, like myself, who are traditionalists and who vote today, there are many like me. It's important that you understand exactly what's at stake. It's important that you understand the roles that a Supreme Court, state Supreme Court justice plays. Forget all of that garbage that you've been watching. The stuff that they've been trying to fill your head with that has nothing to do with the role of a Supreme Court justice. Nothing whatsoever. It might as well have been in a different language that you don't understand. Because none of it is accurate. None of it is true.
Tell them again, Earl, what does the state Supreme Justice mean? What does that seat mean for them?
Well, let me do it again quickly before I go, you know, to the phone lines. The state Supreme Court is the highest state court in the U.S., a state court system. The state Supreme Court are known by various names in the state. State Supreme Court's primary responsibility consists of correcting the errors of the inferior state courts. It exclusively hears appeals on legal issues from inferior state courts. Since it does not make any findings or facts, it holds no trials. In rare instances where the state Supreme Court finds that a trial court made an egregious error in its findings of facts, the state Supreme Court shall remand such case before it to the trial court for a fresh trial, and on and on and on. But those are mainly the focuses on what they are and what they do. And let me read this, and then I'll go right to the phone lines. Liberals haven't controlled the Wisconsin Supreme Court for a lot more than 15 years, if ever. I bet your people didn't know that. And so if the liberals have not controlled the state Supreme Court for all of those years, why are Republicans panicking? Okay, why is it so dang important? I guess, can I say damned? Oh, okay. Why is so damned important that the Republicans don't want the Democrats to get control over that court? Why? They've had total control, man. It's been their way. And just last year, when Justice Janet Protasiewicz was able to finally give the Democrats a slim lead on the courts, they've had a fit. We've seen the changes. We've seen fairer maps. We've seen more Democrats in positions on the state level and in, you know, the legislature, where these local decisions impact and affect our everyday lives. That's why, okay? No other reason. Don't believe that lie, those constant lies that they've been feeding you. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. What a magnificent day. First off, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we're going to show it today. Remember, in the state of Wisconsin, you have same-day registration and voting. Make sure that you get anybody that is on the sidelines off the sidelines, get them registered same day and vote. Second, if Republicans in power are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. It's proven time and time again. And last, Earl, you know what waste is? Waste is spending $100 million on a campaign race. That's what waste is. If Republicans truly want to get waste out of our system, then you know what? Get money out of politics. If you want to get money out of politics, make sure you get out and vote for Susan Crawford today and get BS out of here. Because the Republicans are the ones that brought up Citizens United. They're the ones that want to keep big money in politics. And the Democrats are the ones that want to get it out. This is their sandbox. And unfortunately, we're forced to play in it. And this has got to end. Thank you, Earl.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ollie from Northwoods. Good morning to you, Ollie. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, I'm hoping that you will give callers a second chance today to call in about different things that you talk about, because I know there's a lot on your plate. First off, I would like to say that everybody who voted early should either have by now or should right now go and check online and make sure that they're somebody who has mailed in a ballot or even dropped one off in a drop box should check with their polling place and make sure that that ballot has been received and has been recorded, and that if not, then they still have the opportunity to get to the polls today and correct that. So that's very important to make sure that you know that your mail-in ballot was received by your polling place, in case there's something that happens with the mail. And that's just a normal process. Things happen in the mail. Another thing that I would like to remind people of is myself, I voted no on the referendum. And I voted no on the referendum because having ID is already a law. So it's unnecessary to change that law. And by giving the Republican-led legislature the opportunity to push a change in the Constitution, you're giving them the opportunity to do exactly what you said, to change things to suit theirs. And by they have the opportunity to push through the SAFE Act into the Constitution, which would make it harder for people to vote, especially women whose name is not the same as what's on the birth certificate.
So Ali, I have to first tell you that about 15 years ago when Republicans first took control, back control over the state Supreme Court, they created voter ID to deal with black people in the city of Milwaukee. They said that black people were voting illegally. I remember it just like yesterday. And they concocted these lies about black people in the city of Milwaukee voting illegally. And they came up with this voter ID scam because they said that many blacks in the city of Milwaukee did not have IDs. And so that's where the origin of it came from. It has now expanded, as vouchers and school choice did, from the city of Milwaukee statewide. And that's really the reason that we have this so-called voter ID rule that they're now trying to make across the entire state of Wisconsin.
With you, I think that I do agree with you. I think that
it's 100%.
I understand exactly where that came from and exactly why that came, and that's what I'm saying. That they're if they have the chance to change the wording in the Constitution and put in the wording for the SAFE Act, they will increase the opportunity, the inopportunity, I should say, for more people to vote, for increase racism in voting, increase or decrease the opportunity for certain groups of people to vote.
Absolutely.
And I was strongly against racism. I am strongly against it.
Hey, Ali. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Earl. I voted early last week in person at the City Hall. My wife follows your lead. She's a traditionalist. We'll be going in just a little bit. but I just want to share with you, I got quite the education last week when a Shimo canvasser came here to the door. I was very polite and spoke to the individual who was paid by Elon Musk, by the way, $25 an hour. But he informed me that if I don't vote for Brad Schimmel and Brad Schimmel doesn't win, there will be a boogeyman standing right there on my front porch in Brookfield, and he's going to really wreak all kinds of havoc in my life. And when I told the individual, well, I've yet to see a boogeyman here, even though the liberals have had the majority for the last couple of years. And he informed me, well, that's because Donald Trump was elected president in November. And I said, well, I never have yet to see a boogeyman when President Biden was president. And he said, well, that's because Donald Trump was elected earlier than, you know, the previous term. And so in so many words, he was trying to inform me that this boogeyman would be running around my house unless Brett Schimmel wins. And I said, sir, the only boogeyman who's come to this location is you. So please leave. You know, I respect your opinion, but please leave. So anyway, then he was bought and paid for by Elon Musk at $25 an hour.
You know, Jim, it is really the reason, the fact that the American people don't know, right? They don't know. They don't know what what the roles are. And so conservative squawk radio and rags like the one, what is the name of this rag? I forgot the name of this ladies, but I'll find out what it is that's putting out all this garbage. Wisconsin Right Now. Is the name of the rag that's putting out all these lies and scaring people. You know, that's what they're doing. That's their whole purpose, man. Misleading people, taking them down the wrong road, and so people vote against what's in their best interest. And so that's why it's important. Go ahead.
Very important. And what's sad, Earl, is you rattled off just a few minutes ago some of the positive things that have happened since the Supreme Court shifted with Janet
Protasiewicz
or whatever. The fact we have fair voting maps and the fact that we as electors, as citizens, can choose our representatives rather than the other way around. They're choosing their voters. And people don't get that. That message has not gotten out. You know, the Democratic Party or the left, they need to get the message out better than, what they have historically. They failed, I think, in the fall. You have to hand it to the right. They're very good at getting their message out. As incorrect as
they're very good at lying. That's what they're good at.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for the call, man. 855-752-4842. Al, you're next up on the Earl Ingram, Election Day on the Earl Ingram Show.
Crawford. She's the prosecutor who locked up violent criminals, the judge who's kept them off the street, and the leader who fought for abortion rights.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It is Election Day in the state of Wisconsin, and you, if you haven't voted, you need to get out today and make sure that anybody that goes along with you. Here's about a year ago at this time, the Capital Times of Madison, in the lead sentence of a piece published April 6, as Wisconsin State Supreme Court shifts towards its first liberal majority in 15 years. So last April 6, this was the lead, article in the Capital Times, news. First liberal majority in 15 years. A liberal law firm plans to challenge the state's voting maps based on the assertion that partisan gerrymandering violates the Wisconsin Constitution. Okay? So that partisan gerrymandering took place over 15 years. And when it went to a state Supreme Court controlled by Republicans, it was deemed to be fair and equitable. So they kept on gerrymandering because they had what? Control over the state Supreme Court for 15 years. They got a 15-year head start. And so all of us, those of us who watch this take place in this state and who knew that Wisconsin was once considered one of the cleanest political states in the entire nation, became contaminated. Scott Walker, Robin Voss, Scott Fitzgerald, Ranch Priebus, all of these men who helped concoct what we are dealing with right now in this state. And for the first time in 15 years last year, Democrats were able to break through with then Janice Protasiewicz. They're now in a position to really do some major changing and rolling back the clock, if you will, to a time where things are going to be fair and balanced. And Republicans can't take it. Oh, if you let them win, they're going to gerrymander. What, man? What are you talking about, man? They're gonna do what you did? Oh, and Ron Johnson. I forgot about Ron Johnson. Thank you, PJ. They're going to undo what you did, okay, and offer a fair and balanced opportunity for those of us in this state to have clean and fair government. It can't start where it is. It's got to be rolled back. It's got to be rolled back to where it was before the damage began. And so the only way to do that is make sure that part of what took place after Janet Protasiewicz won was many state representatives who were in districts, Republicans, that they shouldn't have been in, were forced to run against their own people. You know, they had been allowed to move to districts that weren't even theirs. And that's how they were able to control the seats. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. 855-752-4842 is the phone number if I'm wrong. Point it out to me. But you can't. You can't say that I'm wrong because it's there. And so that's why they're fighting. That's why they've invested $60 million. $60 million. Because they benefited from it being the way it is. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue the conversation. It's election day, y'all, on the Earl Ingram Show.
At this point, Elon Musk has dumped over $10 million into the race to try and put his thumbs in the scale of democracy.
I think he wants judges he can control, and he has found one in Brad Schimmel.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.